philosophy explores the human condition and the search for meaning in the world around us. Today, public philosophy brings the practices of philosophy to public forums to address social, ethical, and other contemporary issues. Aaron Rodriguez, an assistant professor in the Department of Philosophy and Religious Studies at Morgan State University, provides a reflection on the growing field of public philosophy and how his students are putting philosophy into action.
Probably no discipline evokes the ivory tower perception of academia more than philosophy. The idea of the philosopher as the bearded and bespectacled old white professor, adorned in his tweed jacket, complete with elbow patches, puffing on his pipe while pondering esoteric questions about free will, the nature of reality, and various logical paradoxes, still resides in the minds of many when they hear the word philosophy. The problems and issues of everyday life, this stereotype holds, could not be less of a concern for the lover of wisdom. And while some contemporary academic philosophers are indeed perfectly content working on their own idiosyncratic and disengaged research, there is a promising trend within academic philosophy that seeks to connect the work of philosophers with the concerns of local communities and society in general. Having lived through the Civil War, both World Wars, and the Great Depression, the American philosopher John Dewey preceded this trend in calling for philosophy to surrender its preoccupation with traditional philosophical problems and turn its attention to, quote, the actual crises of life. In an essay titled The Need for a Recovery of Philosophy, Dewey writes that, quote, philosophy recovers itself when it ceases to be a device for dealing with the problems of philosophers and becomes a method cultivated by philosophers for dealing with the problems of humanity, unquote. With their training in critical reflection, Dewey thought philosophers could help us more accurately diagnose these problems, propose imaginative solutions to them, and evaluate those hypotheses' effectiveness with respect to their contribution to individual and societal flourishing. This is no armchair exercise, however. It requires hands-on engagement. The public philosopher is thus better suited in the community center, homeless shelter, elementary school, or state park than in a stuffy office amid a collection of books authored by Plato, Kant, or even Dewey himself. This is not to say that scholarly endeavor has no place in public philosophy. It is only to emphasize that such endeavor must always remain grounded in the concerns of the real world. The Department of Philosophy and Religious Studies at Morgan State University is guided in large part by this commitment to public engagement. Members of the faculty have recently brought their reflective skills to bear on topics such as poverty, self-injury among young women, community gardening, the importance of historically black colleges and universities, as well as other issues with direct public impact. Furthermore, the department is currently developing an entirely new program in public philosophy. To go along with a course titled Introduction to Public Philosophy, students will be required to take part in public service activities. Exciting new projects are also on the horizon. Programs bringing philosophy into K-12 schools, organizing consciousness-raising marches and protests, public talks, and community philosophy institutes are just some of the plans the department has for bringing the work of academic philosophers outside the confines of academia and into the real lives of Baltimoreans.
Learn more about Morgan State's Department of Philosophy and Religious Studies at morgan.edu. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as philosophy and literature, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.